AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning into today's radio show this afternoon. We appreciate your listenership. You guys are also awesome. Tuning into our show, broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on our AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio. And of course, you can always listen live on our online streaming at kdow.biz. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220, and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, you can always connect with me directly by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MySBDC30. So welcome in, everybody. Welcome in. I want to talk about this artificial intelligence, AI. It is changing our world, our lifestyles. And are we heading for an apocalyptic outcome? Where are we headed? You know, I like tools and I like resources that support the efficiencies of the work that I do as a business coach and consultant and advisor. You want to stay on top of relevant tools for your industry so you can support your clientele. Absolutely. What you want to be careful is having something that could potentially put you out of business. And we're seeing that talk. We're seeing that AI debate. And we're seeing it come out of Hollywood. We're seeing it come out of colleges and universities and students submitting their papers. And we're just, a lot's going on. My favorite resource and tool, if I continue to add value to it, it's my brain. If I continue to add value to it, I'm one of those that I still like to read. I've got multiple bookcases around my home with books and magazines and resources. I like reading. I'm still kind of old school, and I do have the digital Kindle and all of this. So I like resources. I like cool tools. I like things that's going to continue to help me learn and grow. And right now I'm teaching this training that I put together, a course that I put together for the Northern California Small Business Development Center last year on grant readiness, not grant writing, but grant readiness. And if you're not grant ready, there is really no point in writing the grant, because the likelihood of you winning, if you lose a lot of grants, if you lose and you're submitting, you really should connect with me at On the Edge, at businessontheedge.biz, because you are not grant ready, and you should get ready and have the right tools and preparation to respond vigorously. And so this AI, and this is part of my talk today. I'm not going sideways here on you guys. But the artificial intelligence, when it comes to business, when it comes to your day-to-day work, what are the pros and cons of planning, of business planning, of writing documentations of all kinds, writing grants, responding to major $2 million grants if you're in the tech industry and you're going after the SBIRs or the STTR grants, which are the Small Business Innovation Research and the Small Business Technology Transfer Programs, which are particularly or exclusively for the tech industry, the small business tech industry, because America wants to stay on the cutting edge. So this is America's Seed Fund, federal government grant funding up to $2 million with a two-phase approach and then going to market, or three-phase if you want to look at it that way, to funding. And so now we have, and again, and I'm going to do a show soon. Every year I do a show on cool tools. I think AI is a tool, a cool tool, if you are responsible, if you use it responsibly. I love tools like Grammarly, especially the paid version. It's really a cool tool if you use it responsibly. And the goal is really for humankind. I would be concerned if you just use your tools and there was nothing in you that wanted to add value to your to the greatest really computer on the planet is your brain. How do you think we? I mean, come on, look around. AI is not, it didn't develop itself. All of these different tools out there, they didn't develop themselves. Really smart people, right? Your brain. And I want to be careful that for my own brain, my own computer brain, I don't want to be dumbed down. Don't allow yourself to be dumbed down. And so I was looking at some of the quotes of what people have had to say about AI over the years. And I don't have time to read them all, but some of the greatest minds that have ever lived on the planet in our time line, right? Our time that talked about AI, that may or may not still be with us. Marvin Minsky, the idea that machines can't do things humans can is a pure myth. I would argue to say that machines, there's things that machines can't do. Maybe they'll have AI babies, I don't know. Who knows? I'd like to see one. So I think that there are some barriers. But Stephen Hawking, I thought this was so profound. The development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. What? Once humans develop artificial intelligence, once they develop it, it will take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate. I'm going to read that again since I kind of flubbed it there a little bit. The development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. Once humans develop artificial intelligence, it will take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate. That, I believe, at least the second part. Do I buy into the thought that it could spell the end of the human race? I don't think that. I think some other things are going to spell the end of the human race. I think AI is going to spell the end of the human experience as we know it. And we're already seeing that. We're evolving. There's an evolutionary process to that, right? And so I think from hieroglyphics to today, we've had all of these different evolutions of how we communicate and how we write. And so I think that. And so it makes your head, you have to scratch your head, right? And I'm thinking, what is Bill Gates have to say about this? You know, he's one of the brilliant minds And I like what he says, and I'm going to, for those business owners out there, small businesses, I'm coming at you. Bill Gates says, I'm in the camp that is concerned about super intelligence, but I don't think we need to be fatalistic about it. So there's this real concern or warning, if you will, by great minds that AI could be magnificently life-changing in a very concerning way. A lot of good stuff, but also in a very concerning way. And so that's what's so interesting. That's what's so interesting about this is that, and that's why when I say if you're using AI in your business, you business owners out there, or you're going after grants, or you're going after and competing on RFPs, and you're responding, you've got really intelligent people looking at this information. If you're going after loans and you need a business plan, and by the way, business plans are not just for loans. They really are it's a great tool for you to build, scale, and grow your business. Build and grow, scale. Okay. Sustain. I probably should say develop, build, sustain, grow, scale. And so you want to make sure that AI, when you ask it a question, or you're, say for example, you're responding to a grant question, that you probably have got some ridiculously amount, 10,000 businesses responding or more, depending on whether it's a federal grant or just you're competing with the nation. And everyone's putting that same question into the AI system that they're using, whether it's Copilot or ChatGPT or Monica or whatever you're using, and coming up with either the same answers, you know, with your business name in there somewhere, the exact same answers or similar. And are you kidding me? You don't think people are going to notice? The human mind is not going to say, hey, didn't I read something similar on this other grant? And that is going to be, I think that's going to be a downfall of people when they're trying to respond to grants and trying to, especially in a competitive process that you've got thousands of businesses or you've got thousands of nonprofits going after the same funding. It's crazy. We're going to talk more. We're going to find out what Elon Musk says about AI. He's scared. I don't blame him. I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge. On AM 1220 KDOW.
We are back. We're talking about the AI debate. Is it good? Is it bad? What do you think? Tell me about it. Call in at 1-800-516-1220. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you have a mental balance in it, using it in the workplace? So, a couple other brilliant minds and their thoughts on the AI. AI is here. It's not going away. So we better really understand how we're going to incorporate it into our businesses, and I think in a healthy way. That, and I know that the reality is that there's going to be jobs gone. There's going to be jobs gone. That's just technology, and as we advance, that concern is then either you reskill if you are in an industry that your position the work that you're doing, the type of work that you're doing, could be on that AI chopping block. Reskill now. Get going now. Invest in yourself now, because technology, all of the anything that we're creating out there in the hardware, software, STEM industry needs servicing, needs support, needs the human touch, at least for now. I mean, of course, we have AI doing work that supports some of this, but you still need human beings. I don't know if we're going to end up into that a world where AI is dominating human beings and we are in some sort of bad Hollywood film and we're all, you know, submitted to the machines. I don't know that I buy into that extreme thinking. Okay, so Elon Musk, what does he say about AI? He has a couple of thoughts on this, which is interesting. One is, we need to be super careful with AI. These are great minds, potentially more dangerous than nuclear weapons. Wow, that is like a mouthful. Really? Wow. Or here's another Elon Musk thought. Robots will be able to do everything better than us. I am not sure exactly what to do about this. This is really the scariest problem to me. That's the scariest problem, because AI is putting what he feels, probably his own skill set and genius, on the chopping block, because AI thinks and does better. So those small business out there, I want to talk a little bit about the pros and cons of using AI. I think AI and resources that can benefit your business, benefit your customers, if you're utilizing them, I think is fantastic. I like what Steve Jobs said in terms of using technology. If you are inefficiently using it, you are inefficiently running your business. So you want to be efficient in the tools that you're using, the technology that you're using. If you are choosing to use AI, we use a level of AI now, even in Small Business Concierge. But we are, what I would say is, be responsible. I feel like this is like a commercial for wine or something, or for beer. Drink responsibly. You should drink responsibly. Use AI responsibly. Be responsible. Be careful that you don't let it take out that human factor. So let's talk about some pros and cons for the small business owner, the entrepreneur, the enthusiast, I want to take my business to the next level. And big businesses are already using AI, right? And so here are some advantages, which we can totally 100% agree on. The efficiency, right? It increases the efficiencies when you use them. If you use them in the right way, yes, they can support helping you generate a smart, strong business plan and grant proposals in less time. It doesn't have to take as much time. I'm not saying if you need to submit a grant proposal, start writing it this week and it's due next week. There's a lot of preparedness to that. But if you are ready and you have your thoughts and you have your business plan ready and you can respond to the questions intelligently, AI can certainly enhance. It can help really tighten up those thoughts, right? And so it does, it is a time saver for entrepreneurs and their organizations. So I think absolutely use it, but absolutely use it correctly. If you are uncomfortable with writing anything and that's not your wheelhouse, be careful that you don't use AI to just do all your thinking, to do everything for you. That is like, that's the scariest thing for me. Like, I think I'm aligning with Elon Musk, who I think is really, I'm not going to say my thoughts on air, but I really kind of agree with, I don't know how I feel about the AI's ability and how it is able to, it's going to be, it is better than how we think and all of that, but in comparison to, I want to use my brain. I don't want someone else or something else thinking for me at any level, right? You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. When we come back, more on the AI debate.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. We are flowing through this show. AI, artificial intelligence, using it in your business, using it responsibly, using it but not allowing it to take over your world and your life, and you have no original thoughts. That is like really, that, you know, that's really scary. Really, I mean, come on. That is amazing. So if you're just tuning in, I'm agreeing with Elon Musk's thoughts on the AI's capacity and its abilities to think better than the human being in solving problems, right? Here's what Mark Cuban had to say, and he is so spot on. I like Mark Cuban a lot. Artificial intelligence, deep learning, machine learning, whatever you're doing, if you don't understand it, listen to this, small business owners out there or aspiring entrepreneurs. Mark Cuban is saying, learn it. Whatever you're doing, if you don't understand it, learn it, because otherwise you're going to be a dinosaur within 3 years. So he says, artificial intelligence, deep learning, machine learning, whatever you're doing, if you don't understand it, learn it, because otherwise you are going to be a dinosaur within 3 years. How crazy is that? That is like mind-blowing. It's so mind-blowing. I mean, it's like things that would take for your business to become a dinosaur, like, but just with technology, right? When you, if you started your business in the 50s and 60s, 70s, even, you, the technology we had, the internet, I mean, it would take 3 years. Oh my gosh. That's like the fast track of being antiquated and out of business. The reality is there's small businesses, the SBA standard, Small Business Administration, small businesses have a birth, there's a birth rate and there's a death rate. And they are like neck and neck. And I'm wondering, you know, I wonder, and this is not new data, small businesses failing at an alarming rate in comparison to business starts, but with all of this new technology, AI, all of this, the machine learning, the deep learning, the and not integrating wisely into your business and understanding that you could be out of business or antiquated or irrelevant in 3 years with a thriving business, when businesses already are failing at an alarming rate or close to its start rate, it could be months, quarter, annually. It doesn't matter. You have to look at the data. It's so shocking that you don't have to wait 5 years to be out of business. But we're saying technology and AI is turning everything on its head. So I am saying, as you incorporate and learn these technologies and understand these technologies and how you can, we're already looking at, we're talking to a company that says, hey, we want to add AI to our small business fitness center. So when our clients come in, it's asking them questions and information, depending on what level you are in your business. Maybe you're a startup, aspiring, maybe you're a pre-venture, maybe you're not in business yet, maybe you're the seasoned business owner, but it'll take in all of that information. It says, hey, these are the resources you should be looking at. I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love it. All things small business. Small businesses, you are the backbone of the country. You're the backbone of the country. 99.9% small businesses in the United States, 99.8% in the state of California. That is a big deal, folks. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for sure. So what do we have going on at the Small Business Concierge? Just leaving the last segment, and we're talking about AI. In the AI debate, there's a lot of, and if you're listening to what's going on in Hollywood and the creatives, it is crazy. It is crazy. They've got the AI, generating different worlds and backgrounds, and a lot of concerns coming out of Hollywood and these producers. Tyler Perry, you have to check out and see what he's saying. Very interesting stuff. But in our world, we are talking to a company to work with our web company and our tech folks here to introduce AI to our Small Business Fitness Center, because we want to stay relevant. I just got done telling you what Mark Cuban said. Hey, if you are not learning and if you're not understanding this stuff, you are irrelevant in as little as 3 years. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. And it may even be sooner as the pace picks up. As Stephen Hawking said, that it's going to learn and it's going to grow and it's going to expand in its thinking and its abilities at an exponential rate. I believe that. Those are not his exact words. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's the reality. And so you have to think what you haven't been thinking about. And again, it's going to, in using Stephen Hawking's words, is that AI is going to, it'll redefine itself at an ever-increasing rate or an exponential rate. And so you want to be part of that evolution of what's happening and how to make sure that your businesses stay relevant. But again, my warning to you all, and if you're using them in your professional career, this can be just across the board, right? Be responsible. Be responsible. Listen, there's folks, you may not be that smart, and you write something by an AI, and all of a sudden the teacher in the room is going, who wrote this? That's a problem. AI and these tools should be used in a way that provides value, but it does not take that human factor out of the equation. And again, we were looking at some pros and cons of the AI in your business, in small business, in entrepreneurship. And we said, yes, it definitely increases efficiency. It certainly helps to support your ability to structure sentences and your thoughts more concisely and maybe even profoundly. But what's a disadvantage? And I've been saying this throughout the whole show. What's a disadvantage? And this is a consensus. This is a consensus. It lacks the human touch. When they're saying an AI can do everything that we can do except be human. It can't be human. It can try. It could be something like if you're a Marvel fan and you watch some of their spinoff shows on Disney, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they, you know, the intelligent LMD wants to be human. But seriously, it lacks human touch. You know, when you're generating AI documents, it doesn't have that personal touch. It doesn't have that human creativity. It doesn't have that. Our minds are electrical circuits. We're brilliant. So why you've got people developing AI, the world, the way that the world has been developed, all of the things that we have were done by humans. The creativity of a human writer, the journalists, how do journalists feel? And those that are authors of wonderful books and doing the work that it takes to bring, I'm working on a book and I'm like, I want to impact. I don't want an AI to write my book for me. It hasn't experienced what I've experienced. I wanted to reach out and touch women. This book is for women, particularly. It can't give you that. So be responsible with your AI tools in uses. Here's another advantage, right? The consistency of an AI. It's consistent in its formatting, its language, its style throughout the document. You do have to watch out for errors, you know, things that are not accurate, you know. So be careful, a disadvantage, depending on the data, the quality of the data, you know, whether or not it's relevant. And I've seen some differences. If you're paying attention, I've seen some differences in using AI, using Monica, using ChatGPT, using Copilot, and I'm seeing which ones information is more accurate. If I'm researching something, I researched something and I knew the answer to it. And I searched it on AI. I'm just looking and testing and it totally gave me the wrong answer. And I'm like, this is the wrong answer. And if people follow this instructions, they are going to set up their business in California the wrong way and they're not going to be in compliance. And there's certain things that you cannot do. And I thought, you can't do this with a C Corp. What are you talking about? Be careful. Don't let AI bite you in the tush. Got to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. You're listening to Marco Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back into the show. We are wrapping things up and had a little fun today just really talking about the AI debate, wherever you're at on the spectrum. The reality is that AI is here, and it's here to stay, and it's going to continue to progress. Technology is going to continue to advance. And for those out there that are business owners and you are whether you're starting, whether you are seasoned business owner, whether you, whatever the case may be, you have to add in these changes, these world changes into your business. They have to be incorporated into your business so you are relevant in 3 years, 5 years, 20 years. You know, businesses have lifespans. All businesses have lifespans. Generally, yes, we have businesses that have been around 100 years and 50 years, 75 years, and so on. But they, on average, they have lifespans. And so large corporations' lifespans are around 50 years or so. Small businesses, around 20 to 30 years. What's interesting about this information is that they have one thing in common as to why they go out of business. And that one thing is innovation. They don't grow. They don't evolve. They don't keep up with technology and the changing times. And so they ultimately fizzle out, go out of business. And you don't want that to be your story, I don't think. And hopefully you've written a business plan, an intelligent business plan that an AI didn't write for you, but maybe you used it to enhance. So again, enhancing and using the tools to fine-tune your documents, great. Great. Responding to grants, great. In terms of fine-tuning, don't let it try to write everything for you. They, listen, like I said, they know. They're not going to read these documents, and you're submitting for the SBIR program, and they're giving up to $2 million for you to be the next big thing on a novel tech idea, and they're not paying attention to the use of AI, and you're all answering the same questions in your proposals. I was working with a client, great mind, innovative mind, inventing constantly. And we're working on their project to submit to the federal government, to the American Seed Fund, National Science Foundation. And I'm going through the document and the responses. I'm like, hey, you really got a lot done. That's great. And I write grants. And all of a sudden, I said, you used AI. So I sent him a message back. I said, if you're going to use AI, do something with the don't use it raw. It's like raw material. You know, don't use it raw. Spit out the weeds. Use what's relevant that you can leverage. And I just tore it apart. I tore it totally apart. Why? Because it was never going to be what was going to open the door for them. And so, again, use AI responsibly. Don't let it do all your thinking. Let it be a benefit to your businesses so you can start, you can develop, you can grow, you can scale. Write your business plans responsibly. Make sure that you are having your thoughts. AI is not ever going to have the human touch. I don't care. I don't care how many iterations. I don't care how human you're going to try to make it. You will never have the complexities of what a human being experiences and goes through and how we can respond to something. It's just it's impossible. And I know that some of these great thinkers, you know, an AI intelligence can do anything a human being can do. No, can it cry? Can it have children? Can it nurture? No. So there's limitations. We are the greatest creation on the planet, human beings. I am not going to dumb down because someone put some connectivity to a machine that allows it to grab information all over the world. It's not even unique information. It is information from people smart people, great minds around the world. It's grabbing information all over the world, all over the web, to give you a couple of sentences. So think about it. So keep it in context. Make sure you use it responsibly, like drink responsibly. Use AI responsibly, folks. And be absolutely fantastic in your business. Leverage it. Grow faster. I've got to get out of here. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDLW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.